न अर्थ अर्थाय उपकल्पति न अर्थस्य धर्म एकांतस्य काम लाभाय ही स्मृतः। धर्म जनरली इट इज अंडरस्टूड रिलीजन, रिलीजन मीन्स काइंड ऑफ फेथ, सो दैट इज नॉट द प्रॉपर मीनिंग ऑफ धर्म। फेथ, फेथ वन मे हैव, वन मे नॉट हैव, बट एक्चुअली धर्म मीन्स कंपल्सरी, इट मस्ट बी। Just like sugar, sugar must be sweet. There is no question of sometimes becoming sweet and sometimes becoming bitter. That is not sugar. Sugar must be sweet. Similarly, dharma is also must be. It cannot be option or a kind of faith which you can change at your whims. That is not dharma. Dharma means must. Same example. A particular thing has a particular characteristic. The sugar characteristic is sweetness. Chili, hot. Similarly, everything has got its characteristic. There's a microphone. I'm speaking, it must resound. That is the characteristic. That is all. Which cannot be separated. If sweetness is separated from sugar, it is no longer sweet. Similarly, dharma means that. Dharma means real meaning is characteristic. The characteristic of the living being is to serve. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this instruction, Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. That is the characteristic of all living entities. To become servant. To become servant of Krishna. But when we do not serve Krishna, then because my constitutional position is to serve, I have to serve Maya. If you don't serve Krishna, then you have to serve Maya. Because you have no other business than to serve. Just like a servant class. If he gives up one master, he must accept another master. Maybe better master. But master he has to accept. Just like dog, without accepting a master, it is street dog. It has no position. So dharma means that the characteristic of the living being. So here it is said, dharmasya hi apavargasya na artha arthaya upagalpati. There are four principles in the material world. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Human life begins from religious life. Because in the animal life there is no religion. Animal life, cat's life, dog's life, tiger's life, or any other less than human being, especially civilized human being all over the world, there is some type of religion, either it may be Hindu religion or Christian religion or Mahayana religion or Buddhist religion. That is the sign of civilized human society. Dharmena hina pasadhi samana ahara nidra bhavaitanantra samarna metat pasadhi narana. Eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, they are common either to the human being or to the animal. So what is the difference between animal and human being? The difference is that a human being, civilized being, has some sort of religious understanding. The cats and dogs, they have no such thing. That is the difference. Therefore, when human being becomes irreligious, without any religion, then it is no better than the cats and dogs. Dharmena hina pasavi samaha. So, civilized human being must have religion. But religion does not mean to develop or improve economic conditions. Generally, people go to church, to temple, to expect some awful condition, artha, jigyas, Chaturjita bhajante maam sukriti na arjuna. What is the next line? Artho arthyati jigyasu gyani cha bharatarusa. Four classes of man in the beginning take to God consciousness is that pious. Sukriti. Sukriti means pious. One who does not act sinfully, he is called Sukriti. And one who acts sinfully, he is called Duskriti. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that four classes are met. Namely, Atvartati. If he is pious and if he is distressed, then he goes to church or temple. My Lord, I am distressed. Please give me some help. Praise to the Lord. And Arthati, one who is poor, he also goes to pray to God to give him some money. He is in distress and misery. These two classes and another two classes, Jigyasu, one who is inquisitive to understand what is God. And Jnani. Jnani means one who understands his constitutional position. Is Jnani. Most people, they do not understand what he is and what is the goal of life. They are called Jnani. In ignorance. Just like animals. Animal does not know what is the aim of life. Similarly, if a human being does not know what is the aim of life, he is also animal. So, Chaturjita bhajante maam, this sukriti na arjuna, akshati jani jigyasu jani cha bharatarsa. So, this is the beginning of life, to try to understand, to approach God. That is the beginning of human civilization. Therefore, in the basic civilization, there are four principles. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Dharma means religious principle, to understand, and economic development, because we require money, after all, to keep this body fit. That is also required. Dharma, artha, kama. Kama means sense gratification. Ahara nidra bhaya vaikunatha. To eat, to make arrangement for eating, to make arrangement for sleeping, to make arrangement for sense gratification, and to make arrangement for defense. These are necessities of the body. These are the kama. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And at last, to become liberated, moksha. Moksha means to get out of the entanglement of material, miserable condition of life. That is called moksha. What is the material, miserable condition of life? There are many. But the essence is, as presented by Krishna, janma mitti jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshan. Everyone is struggling for existence to get out of the miserable condition of life. Everyone is struggling. The standard of miserable condition may be different. One has got $1,000,000. He thinks this is miserable condition. I must have 10 times of this money, then I will be happy. And one has got $100,000,000. He thinks that $1,000. Okay. In this way, everyone is trying to approach a position where he will be happy. That is the Vedanta Sutra says that Anandamaya Abhyasa, because we are spirits, so our position is Anandamaya. Anandamaya means always blissful. Because we are part and parcel of God, God is blissful, all good. Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. His form, he has got form, he is not formless, but his form is different. That form is Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means Chitana, and Chit means full of knowledge, and Ananda means full of bliss. So we are part and parcel of God. Krishna says, Mamaivansa Jivahuta. All these living entities, they are my part and parcel. So if Krishna is Satchit Ananda, then we are also Satchit Ananda. Because we are part, just like gold, and a gold small particle, that is also gold. You cannot say it is something else. No. So part or whole, it may be. That is difference. Part is never equal to the whole. But quality is the same. Therefore, we being part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, we are trying to utilize our original constitutional position. This is going on. But we are doing that without Krishna at the present moment. Therefore, it is not successful. Part must remain with the whole. I have given this example many times, that a small screw of typewriter and any machine, it must remain with the whole machine, then it has value. If it is out of the machine, there is no value. The small screw in the motor car, so long it is with the motor car, it has got value. And as soon as it is thrown out of the motor car, it is nowhere. So similarly, we are part and parcel of God, Krishna. If we remain with Krishna, just like we are part and parcel of our family, father, mother. And father is opulent. See, if we remain with father and mother, we are also opulent. But if we give up the company of father and mother not ordinary father and mother, opulent, God is opulent. So, then we are also opulent. And if we give up the company of father and mother, want to live independently, then we are. In this test, this is our position. Therefore it is said here, dharmasahi apavargasya. One should execute diligence just to become free from this maya and go back to home, back to Godhead. That is dharma. Therefore, Krishna personally comes and instructs that, my dear sons, my dear part and parcel, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. You are suffering here in this material world repeatedly, birth after birth. Still, you are not in sense. Therefore, he says to Arjuna that because you are my intimate friend, and just instructing you the most confidential path of dharma. What is that? The sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is your duty. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching the same principle. What Krishna taught 5,000 years ago in the battlefield of Kurukshetra to Arjuna, we are broadcasting the same message. We have not manufactured anything new. That is not dharma. Dharma cannot be manufactured. Dharmantu sāksāda bhagavatpranīkam. Just like law cannot be manufactured. If you manufacture some law at your home, that will not be accepted. Maybe some people, your friend, your relative, or your family member may accept. But that cannot be accepted by all law. But the law given by the government must be accepted by everyone. Similarly, dharma means the law given by God. That is dharma. Not that I manufacture this dharma, you manufacture another dharma, you manufacture another. That may be partially both, but it is not dharma. Dharma is dharmantu sāsād bhagavatpanna. That is the thing. Just like law is made by the God. The government makes the law, tip your car to the right, and that has to be accepted by everyone. You cannot say, why not left? In India we take our car on the left side, why not here? No, then it will be unlawful. Similarly, Krishna says this is dharma. Not that yatamat tatapat, whatever you manufacture, that is dharma. No. That is asana. This is dharma. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam, only one. That is dharma. So here, Sudha Goswami is explaining that what is dharma. Dharma means dharmasya hi apavarga. Dharma means to disentangle yourself from these material complexities. That is dharma. And the same thing, anywhere you go in the Vedic literature, the same thing is there. Dharma means to mold your life in such a way that ultimately you become disentangled from this complication of material life. The complication of essence of the complication is janma mittu jarapyadhi. But death, old age and disease. This is material complication. Because we, living entity, na jayate va na mriyate va. We have no birth, no death. This is our position. We are simply, we are changing body. Tatha dehantara prati dhiya sattva namayati. These are the instructions. Dehantara prati. Dehinasmin jatha dehi tomaro jubanam jara. Tatha dehantara prati. Just like, still that they have got a body now. This will be changed when they will be young, the different body. And the young man, when he will be old, a different body. Similarly, the old man, when he will finish his body, he will get a different body. This is called dehantara prati, accepting another body. So, we are changing. But we are so full that we do not understand what is the real problem of life. We are simply busy in some temporary problems. Real problem is that a living being is eternal, and by the laws of nature, by his karma, he has to change his body. That is real problem. Tatha dehantara prati. And we can see, if we have got eyes, that there are many varieties of life. 8,400,000 varieties of life. Jalayana vlakhani sthavara lakhavin sati. So, Krishna says, tatha dehantara prati. According to your karma, you'll get another body. That what kind of body I can get, that I do not know. Then what is your education? Suppose you are being educated, you know, that I shall become a lawyer, I become a scientist, I shall become a mathematician. With this purpose you are being educated. But what purpose you are being educated for the next life? Do you know this? No. Then what is your education? You may be very good scientist, but can you manufacture a scientific law that you will never die? No, that is not possible. You never take birth after death. You will never be diseased. You can manufacture nice medicine for a type of disease. But you cannot stop disease. You cannot stop birth. You cannot stop death. You cannot stop disease. You cannot stop old age. Therefore, Krishna gives the essence of knowledge. Jana, Jnani means one who can see what is the problem of my life. Janma mrityu jarapyadhi dukkha dosanugam. This is the problem. Therefore, dharma means apavardasa, how to avoid birth, death, old age and disease. Apavardasa. Pavarga. Pavarga. Those are educated in India. They know. Pavarga. Pavarga. Chavarga. Tavarga. So it is pavarga. Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. So, pa means purisa, flavoring. And pha means hard leavening, so that foam comes out of the mouth. Pa, pha, ba. Va means battle. In spite of all leavening, hard, life is battle. Pa, pha, ba, bha, bha. Bha means always fear. What will happen next? And ma means mrityu. See, in this way, struggling, pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. That is called pa-varga. So here it is said, dharmasya hi apavargasa. Apa, apa means just to make nullify this life of power. That is means liberation, to come to the original position, spiritual life. Dharmasya hi apavargasa, nor thai apavargasa. Not that you go to church and temple and pray to God, God give me some money, I am in this state condition, please. God can do that. It is not very difficult. He is doing all it. The birds and bees, they do not go to church or temple, and they have no problem. They are living very happy. So, that is not the aim of life. The aim of life is how to regain our God consciousness, for Krishna consciousness and loving. Because we do not love God, therefore we have been obliged to love Maya, Satan. This is our present position. Therefore, in this chapter and beginning is Sabai Pungsan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adhokat. There are different types of religious system. But that type of religious system is first class, which teaches the follower how to love God. That is first class. Not to go to the church and give me my daily bread, or please minimize my troubles of life, give me some money. No. This is also good, because one has gone to God. So he is in touch. Somewhere or other he has gone to the fire. Then if he keeps there, he will warm up, warm up. But those who are duskritina, they do not go even to the God. Namana duskritina mura prapadvante narathama. So they are better than one who goes to the church or temple and prays to God. For minimizing his distress condition, he is better than the atheist who never goes to God. Because this man will get chance to understand God someday. And that man, the duskritina, naradhama, will never get chance. This is the condition now throughout the whole world. People are becoming godless. More and more. So this is a very, very precarious condition of life. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is essential. It is not a fashion. It is essential, and everyone should take to it very seriously. Because we do not know what we are getting in the next life. Next life, the other day I was giving example in Berkeley. We are sitting within the room, and next to our window there was a tree standing. That is also living entity. We are also living entity. Just a year from our room, the tree is standing, but he has got so many disadvantages. He cannot move an inch. There is severe cold, there is scorching heat, there is blood, there is wind, and sunshine, but he has no power to move. And we are human beings, we are in a comfortable room. Why these different changes of condition, although the tree is also living me, and I am also a living being. Who has made this condition? But we have no knowledge. So, I will get that condition next time. Then what is the value of my education? Jana-jana-bhāpi-smaran-lūpi-tadyat-kanti-kali-varam. Because at the time of death, your mentality, my mentality, we decide what kind of body I am going to be. That is under the laws of nature. You cannot detect that give me this American life or Indian life. No. Karmana Devanatri. No. By your karma it will be decided whether you will be American, Indian, or snake, or tree, or bird. Devanatri. That's why when you go to the court will decide whether you will be punished or you will be judged. You cannot dictate to the court that, sir, give me this judgment. No. That is not for you. Similarly, here it is indicated that religion, what religion? Religion should be to disentangle you from this material, miserable condition. Dharma says, he of a margasya, na athaya upakalpate. Not that you go to church or temple and ask for some material value. No, that is not it. Na athasya, dharma itantasya, athasya. We are earning money and by some occupation. That's all. Then what is the purpose of this money? If you are dharmic, dharma itantasya, if you are actually religious, then your money is not meant for sense gratification. Nor thasya. Dharma itantasya. Kamulabhaya hismita. Not for your sense gratification. You should know that this money, excess money, you have got, it is God's money. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, we learn, bhoktaram jadbhutavus. He is bhokta. He is bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyer. Just like we are just coming here, this Ford company and this company, so many there. So the factory is going on. The bhokta is the managing director of the proprietor, not the worker. Worker can get their salary, that's all. The bhokta, real enjoyer, is the proprietor. Therefore, nowadays the Communist Party, they say, we are working, why this man should enjoy this struggle? So, this struggle, either the worker become proprietor or the capitalist become proprietor, it is the same. The real proprietor is Krishna. Bhoktaham. Bhoktaram jagdhavasam. That we do not know. That we know. This kind of change will not help. The capitalist thinking that I am bhokta or the laborer thinking I am bhokta. Nobody is bhokta. Bhokta is Krishna. We try to understand. We can understand because bhokta means the proprietor. God is the proprietor of it. You are manufacturing one big nice car, but who has manufactured this metal? Who has manufactured this wood? With which you have manufactured a nice car. That is manufactured by your God. You are not manufacturer. You are changing the shape. From iron to iron sheet to another form. That's how you can do that. You cannot manufacture. The original proprietor is Krishna. He said, humirapana lobayu thagmano buddhirivata. Vindami prakitiyasa me, my. Dark, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence. Even your intelligence is Krishna. With your intelligence, with the ingredients of Krishna, if you manufacture something, the proprietor is Krishna. Because just like a carpenter, you give the wood, the instrument, the labor charges, the man manufactures a nice process, who, to whom it will belong. It will belong to the man who has supplied you all these things. Similarly, you may be changing the form of the material elements, that you are not proprietor. The proprietor is Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. If we understand this philosophy, that everything belongs to Krishna. That is a fact. And if you do not understand that, that is Maya. Maya means not fact. Maya. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is educating people in this way that Krishna is the enjoyer. We have seen Krishna's picture. He's always enjoying. He's not what? That is Krishna. God, in the Vedas, the definition of God is given, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. God has nothing to do. He's enjoying. Where is his doing? He is not what? Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Natasya sama adhikasya disyati. Nobody is found equal to him or greater than him. That is not. Now there are so many gods coming from India. The God is one. Natasya sama adhikasya. Nobody can be equal to him. No God be. Nobody can be greater than him. That is God. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigra. Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakar. Parama, controller. Ishara means control. So here in the material world we find that I am controller. I am controlled by somebody else. Then that controller is controlled by somebody else. The controller over, controller over, controller over. When you come to the point when the controller is there, but no more controller upon him. That is all. That is God. If I am controlled by a dentist, a God has become affected with tooth trouble and goes to this, then he is not God. Such kind of God we do not worship. Then when there is some toothache, he goes to a doctor. So no, that is not God. God means Ishvara Parama Krishna. And Krishna says, Matta parataram nanya. There is no more superior authority than me. And Arjuna accepts parabrahma paramadhama pavittam paramam bhava. So in this way, trying to understand what is dharma, what is God, and we can help you, this Krishna consciousness movement. We have got now about 50 books, big books like that, to understand Krishna. Simply to understand Krishna. So if you want to understand Krishna through your education, through your scientific knowledge, philosophy, and whatever you like, yes, we can convince you. We have got so many books. But if you say that you have no money to purchase books, you are not so learned to chant Hare Krishna, then you understand Krishna. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Any questions? Please, order. Does everybody know God? What's his name and how can we tell that he's God?
To take from us, if you do not know what is the name of God, he'll give you his address, his father's name, everything. No. You are asking, we can give you. Now it is up to you to believe it or not believe it, but he can give you. Now you check whether it is real or not, that is your business, but he can give you the name of address, his father's name, his abode, everything, house number, everything.
And I would say maybe 10% of the people haven't heard about Krishna. I have discussions with people and I try to explain as much as I can.
So why didn't you inform them?
I know that. But I mean, those people, they don't know that. Now what would you say, you know, if they believe in Christ and if they are a true religious people within their own mixed knowledge and right, what would be their relationship as far as going to Vaikuntha or Moksha or whatever?
First of all, your question is, what is the relationship between Christ and Krishna? You want to inquire this. The Krishna of Christ says that he is Son of God. So he is Son of Krishna.
That was what I thought, but I could have convinced.
But you should learn how to convince. Without learning, how can you do it? First of all, you become a disciple of Krishna, then you can teach. Tad-vijjana, prepasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad-vijjana jnanina tattva-darshana. You should learn what is Krishna from jnanina, tattva-darshana, they are seeing Krishna. So you can take, you can follow Arjuna. Arjuna has seen Krishna. Arjuna has talked with Krishna. Arjuna has taken instruction from Krishna. What Arjuna says? Arjuna says, Param Brahma Param Dhamam Pavitam Paramam Bhava Purusam Shasatam Adhyam. You learn it. Why don't you learn from Arjuna? Then he'll be able to convince that. You learn. That is your duty as Indian. So you become more enlightened, read Bhagavad Gita carefully. Then you will be able. These foreigners, they are doing that. Are you Indian? You cannot do it. Then you do it. If one is not convinced, you can't get it as Indian. It is your duty. You have to do it now. Join with us and do it. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He advises, Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila jaha janma sarthakari karo paropaka. Anyone who has taken birth in India as a human being, he must first of all know the success of life and preach the cult to others, paropokar. This is the duty of every Indian. That you should learn Bhagavad Gita perfectly well and preach it. That is your duty, all Indians. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila jat janma sarthak kari karo. They do not know it. They know that Christ is Son of God. They have heard it. Now, convince them that yes, there is no fighting between Christian or Krishna. One is worshipping the Father, one is worshipping the Son. So, there is no defense. But Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna, he says, the Sarvajuni Sukandriya Sambhavanti Murtaya Tasan Mahajani Brahma Ahamabhija Padaktika. He is the Father. That's all right. He identifies himself as being the Father And Christ identifying himself as the Son, then where is the difference? There is no difference. Either you learn from the Son or from the Father, the teaching will be the same. Only a minority is Christian only. Not wrong. God and God's Son, they are one and different simultaneously, that you, anyone can understand. That the Father and the Son. The Son is born out of the body of the Father. So if the Father is Spirit, the Son is also Spirit. Because the Son is born out of the body of the Father. So far the body is concerned, it is spiritual. But still the relationship is Father and Son. It is called Achinta Bheda Bhetattva. Simultaneously one and different. Anyone can understand, the child is the father's body. In that way, it is one. But a child is the son and the father is the father. So simultaneously one and different. So Christ is God and not God, simultaneous. What is that?
Are you saying that within the unity of Krishna, there is also...
Well, in the higher sense, there is nothing but Krishna. Or God. So there is, just like I have already explained that, simultaneously one and not one. That just like the sun sign, you see the sun and you see the sun sign is of the same quality, heat and light. And the sun is also heat and light. But when the sun sign comes within your room, it does not mean the sun has come within your room. The heat and light is already there with the sun sign, but still you cannot say sun sign is the sun.
Can't hear. Speak louder.
The purpose